Behind a cameraman, I see Haymitch give a sort of huff with relief, and I know I've said the right thing. Caesar pulls out a handkerchief and has to take a moment because he's so moved. I can feel Peter press his forehead into my temple, and he asks,
"So now that you've got me, what are you going to do with me?"
I turn into him, "Put you somewhere you can't get hurt." And when he kisses me, people in the room actually sigh. For Caesar, this is a natural place to segue into all the ways we did get hurt in the arena, from burns to stings to wounds. But it's not until we get around to the mutts that I forget I'm on camera, when Caesar asks Peeta how his new leg is working out. "New leg," I say, and I can't help reaching out and pulling up the bottom of Peeta's pants. "Oh, no," I whisper, taking in the metal and plastic device that has replaced his flesh.
"No one told you?"
asks Caesar gently. I shake my head.
"I haven't had the chance," says Peeta with a slight shrug.
"It's my fault," I say, "because I used that tourniquet."
"Yes, it's your fault I'm alive," says Peeta. "He's right," says Caesar. "He'd have bled to death for sure without it."
I guess this is true, but I can't help feeling upset about it to the extent that I'm afraid I might cry. And then I remember everyone in the country is watching me, so I just bury my face in Peeta's shirt. It takes them a couple of minutes to coax me back out, because it's better in the shirt, where no one can see me. And when I do come out, Caesar backs off questioning me so I can recover. In fact, he pretty much leaves me alone until the berries come up.
"Katniss, I know you've had a shock, but I've got to ask. The moment when you pulled out those berries, what was going on in your mind,
he says. I take a long pause before I answer, trying to collect my thoughts. This is the crucial moment where I either challenge the Capitol or went so crazy at the idea of losing Peeta that I can't be held responsible for my actions. It seems to call for a big, dramatic speech, but all I get out is one almost inaudible sentence. "I don't know. I just couldn't bear the thought of being without him."
"Peeta, anything to add?" asks Caesar. "No, I think that goes for both of us," he says.
Caesar signs off, and it's over. Everyone's laughing and crying and hugging, but I'm still not sure until I reach Haymitch.
"Okay?" I whisper.
"Perfect," he answers.